Hello there, happy innovators. I'm going to share another story with you today. Now, back in like 2004, okay, my wife and I had started our book business and it was really starting to do really well, okay? And we decided that something we were interested in doing was some kind of charity, okay, with the extra money that we were making. We had more than enough to be comfortable and those kinds of things. So we had decided that we were going to donate something to someone somewhere, okay? And we researched a couple things and we thought about it and talked about it. And finally, we both agreed that we were going to donate to this nearby tent city in Springfield, Massachusetts. Okay, there was a tent city that had been established for people who were homeless, and my wife and I decided that we were going to contribute to them somehow. So my wife, being the angel that she is, researched buying in bulk hats and gloves and scarves and socks, you know, winter garb, winter clothing for these people who were living in Tent City. And so my wife ordered this big, huge box of, you know, hats and gloves and socks and scarves. And the box was delivered. And so we throw the box into the car and we head down to Tent City, okay? And it was really a revelation to talk to these people that were in this horrible situation. And we spent quite a bit of time just talking with these people, okay? And doling out our hats and our gloves and our scarves to the people that we were talking to. And it was really kind of a beautiful experience, you know, to connect with people like that and to just have some fellowship with them, you know, for a short period of time. And we were able to give them something, you know, to maybe help them out. And that was great and everything, you know, worth every penny, you know. But what was interesting, and it's the reason I'm telling you this story, okay, is that maybe about 2 hours after we got there and we were, you know, having discussions with these different people, all of a sudden we were confronted by this group of people. It was a small group of people that were, from what I gather, they were professional protesters, okay? And they belonged to an organization that was overseeing this tent city, okay? And what was really kind of shocking and ultimately disappointing was we basically were told, okay, by this group of people that we could not just show up and start giving out clothing to people, okay? That if we wanted to do something like that, if we wanted to be charitable, we had to go through this group of people. We couldn't go directly to the inhabitants of Tent City. We had to get cleared, and they would take these articles of clothing that we had bought with our own money, and they would distribute them how they saw fit. And let me tell you, that was probably one of the most confusing things I've ever experienced in my life, you know? And at the time, I don't think we both really understood exactly what was going on, because this was a while ago, okay? This is before the Occupy movement or any of that stuff. This is way before that, right? But it was like a crash course in how that situation is manipulated, okay? We were not free to go and be charitable. We were not autonomous. We could not be autonomous in our charity. We had to go through this group of people who may or may not have had the best interest of these inhabitants of Tent City in their hearts. I don't know. How could I know? You know, all I know is everything was going just fine until we were confronted by this group of people. And it was a revelation to me. Okay? And I guess ultimately a bit disappointing, like I said, because we came to the realization that that there was, in this circumstance at least, an apparatus in place that was somehow exploiting the people of Tent City, okay? Not quite sure how or even why that was the case, but we definitely got the message that we were not welcome there and that we were not free to be charitable with these people. And it was our first experience with a professional organization like that, you know, this interference that they were running between the people who needed something and the people who were willing to donate and to give. Okay? And unfortunately, because the situation went the way it did, that was our last attempt at being charitable that way. And honestly, I kind of regret that that's how the cookie crumbled in that situation. Because ultimately what it means is, you know, what basically would be just a simple act of charity was interfered with, and we were discouraged from being charitable to these people who probably needed help the most, okay? And it was political. It was not humanitarian. The people of Tent City that were homeless were being manipulated, and it was being exploited politically by this group of people. And it's an experience that I'll never forget, and it's also an experience that no one can ever tell me doesn't happen or didn't happen. I experienced it firsthand. And I also experienced the genuine joy and appreciation, you know, interacting with the homeless and having fellowship with them as well. And then I also witnessed the disappointment from them when they saw us being kind of ran off the property, you know? I'm not quite sure why it happened that way, to be honest with you. I have my guesses and my suspicions or whatever, you know, like I've expressed so far in the telling of the story, but the sad part is that ultimately we were discouraged from helping out these people. And that's really all I wanted to say about that. I guess I'm grateful that we had, you know, a couple hours to sneak in under the radar and be charitable. You know, we had that opportunity to fulfill the goal at least a little bit, you know, at least for a little while. But ultimately, we were ran out of the place by this group of people who obviously had control over the situation and were, at least from my best estimations, did not have the best interests of these people in mind. So, come to your own conclusions, but there's no one who can convince me that that kind of thing doesn't happen, because I experienced it for myself And to this day, I'm still disappointed and a little confused, actually. It doesn't seem to make any sense, but not much does these days. So, for now, this is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.